We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
See, that bothered you, didn't it?
Oh, it totally. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
All right. Yeah.
Let me make it clear, though. The person who is not bothering us is Cam Inman. He comes here courtesy of the Bud Light guest line. All guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Cam, how you doing, man?
Steiny, I think in 48 hours, I'll be sitting in the palestra watching a basketball game.
What game?
Big Ten is hosting Harvard, as long as my red-eye flight gets in tomorrow night.
Wow. Let's go, Quakers.
Right? Got to see a little Ivy League basketball before we see some big-time NFL football on Sunday.
You'll get a great look at the Palestra for that game. There'll be about 600 people there. Have you ever been to the Palestra?
Kyle Juszczyk might be there. I might have to represent for Kyle.
Oh, that's a good point. Real quick, have you ever been there?
I've been to the University of Penn. I've not been in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
Cool.
Let me ask you this, because a couple people on the text line had asked you, can you tell us basically the 49ers' routine this week? When are they flying to Philly? When are they getting there? When did they practice? All that stuff.
It is a little bit different this week because the NFL kind of takes over some of the scheduling in that the Niners would, like, today, for instance, a Thursday, they would usually have a lot of their locker room access and interviews after practice. But because the NFL has switched things up, they brought out, four players to the podium before practice, along with D'Amico Ryans. And then we got Kyle Shanahan on consecutive days, which only happens during the playoffs, something like this. So basically, the schedule's a little bit different. It's like player-wise, they're fine because if they're practice, they just don't have to deal with us after practice. And then tomorrow afternoon, they will board a flight and they will head to Philadelphia. And they will they are not staying right in the heart of downtown like they have in past years, I believe. I don't want to give away where they're staying, but
where are they? What time do they get to Philly on Friday?
Gosh, you know, I just know that they fly out tomorrow afternoon, I think around 2:30, because I know some people like to do the farewells out of here.
My guess is 10 or 11,
right?
Probably. Yeah.
What's that?
They'll get there around 10 or 11 at night on Friday.
Yeah, but you know what? For the local fans here, because a lot of them will line up down by the train station as the Niner buses leave. So I would imagine that they should probably be here after 1, maybe between 1 and 3:30 is when those buses would depart for the airport.
Gotcha.
Cam, before I talk about this showdown...
I'm sorry. And then what's Saturday look like for them in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly where they'll do it, but they usually will do a walk-through practice at some field, very private and secluded. They have not allowed media to attend such walk-through practices for about 20 years. It used to be a cool thing to do. Sometimes they'll do it on a high school field or a college field that's not being used, and obviously this time of year. There should be plenty, and the weather should be all right. I think it's a high of 50 and clouds expected Sunday. So,
yeah. Hey, Cam, speaking of which, since Donnie asked you that, I got a question now, and the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. But, okay, you're an NFL football player in another city the night or day before a big game. These guys are human. I got to ask you, Cam, a trip to the mall, like what a movie, what's frowned upon or – from your experience, what can these guys do to where, oh, you're not focused, or are you in your room all day and night watching movies after you're done with your walkthroughs or whatnot?
Yeah, by them getting in, like we're saying, probably late Friday night or Saturday morning, I can't imagine that they're going to go out and hit the town, right? I'm pretty sure they'll have a curfew at some point. Maybe, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they let those guys go. And you know, in my experience on the road, I may bump into these guys at a mall or something like that. They don't go out individually to bars or restaurants. Sometimes they'll go do a group dinner, at places rather than eat at whatever the team's offering them buffet style. In a big game like this, I don't know if they're going to be on lockdown or not. I know, obviously, the hotel is very secure. Families often will meet the guys in the lobbies. It's a very controlled environment, let me put it that way. But there's also, they have to have some freedom to go out if they want to. I remember at the Super Bowl 10 years ago, I think it was the night before the game, and it was probably about 11 o'clock at night. I ran into like one or two players coming out of the French Quarter, and I was thinking to myself, well, that person really should not be out.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't lit up or anything like that, but it was like, you know, you got to go out and get a walk, but it was not probably the right time to be out.
Now, we know we got you on to talk about this showdown this Sunday, but Cam, I can't stop watching last Sunday's game against Dallas. And I got to be honest, I didn't think that Cowboy defense that has some special players could stop this Niner locomotive. Can you share with me and Stani and the listeners, when you were in that press box watching that game, were you at all shocked at the success that Dallas had containing the Niner offense and all their weaponry?
I wouldn't say shocked, but what did surprise me was how athletic and in hot pursuit Micah Parsons was on almost every play. So basically, he was as advertised. And also DeMarcus Lawrence played really well, too.
Yeah.
And then the defensive front, basically, they stuffed the Niners how they tried to run. And then the second half, the Niners wanted to play more power ball and just go up the middle, which, honestly, you guys, back in training camp, I talked about this, that this was going to be more of a power run team. And they really showed when it counted against the Cowboys that they got these beefier offensive linemen like Aaron Banks and Trent Williams are able to pull and push guys out of the way. That's what opened the hole for McCaffrey on the touchdown. And kind of like they say they grinded them down, and that's probably partly true. But I also remember this was the Cowboys' fourth playoff game in a row. They were on a short week's rest. So I guess I was kind of surprised that they were able to get to it. And then one more thing I'd say about this, Trent Williams talked to us today. And he said, you know, in the playoffs, you're not going to come out and run for 100 yards out the gate. A lot of it is you're feeling things out and you want to see how the defense is playing you in certain aspects, and then you adjust, which I thought was pretty insightful. And then at the same time, you're going to be going into Philly, and you got to make sure you get points on that board fast because you do not want to play from behind there.
Yeah, you're right about that for sure. Man, it's going to be fun. I'm trying to think, and I know the 49ers have had success this decade, but for some reason, Cam, This one feels like it's more anticipated than the others. I don't know why. I don't know if you feel that way.
Well, aren't you a Pennsylvania guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that could blame it, but yeah, maybe. I hear what you're saying.
I'm saying 49ers good call, fans Cam, are
yeah, good call.
All right.
No, but I mean, it does have that sense of this is a big game, right? Yeah. This isn't like the next step game. This seems like it's going to be a heavyweight bout because mm-hmm. each side has all, you know, pro bowl, all pro caliber players, great defensive line. It's like the battle of the trenches game that's set up so often that they talk about. But there's also these superstars at the quarterback, receiver, and running back positions that fuel the NFL popularity. And that's why I think everybody is jacked to see how this is going to go. And, I think it's going to be a tight game. I have the Niners winning 24-23.
Wow.
But sometimes when we think it's going to be a tight, like low scoring yeah. game or something, that's when everything goes haywire. And next thing you know, it's a high scoring game. Turnovers could, flip a game instantly, and that's just unpredictable.
Hey, Cam, before we let you go, Stani's been coming here with a tight hip, and he's got this little gadget where he put, I saw McCaffrey
Theragun.
With it.
Yeah. Theragun.
Oh, Theragun.
Yeah. Hey,
what's up with McCaffrey and his calf? Because I saw him with one using that thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's fine. I'm worried about Steiny. Now, I'll tell you that Theragun.
The DMI.
I got my wife that for Christmas 2 years ago. We've been married, I think, 23 years. And she says the best Christmas gift I ever bought her. And
that's incredible.
It is great. I mean, because the Niners have been using those here for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. And guys use them a lot, like on their sore muscles. McCaffrey was not using one on, I mean, he's bruised. I don't think you want necessarily slam that into and irritate the bruising more. But he was suited up for practice today as we were going out to as we were leaving the locker room. And Shanahan had told us he's not practicing today. McCaffrey told us there's zero chance he's missing this game. So when I saw him in the locker room, I said, hey, you're all suited up. Are you going to practice? He says, I'm going to be ready to go. You know, he's playing. It's just he's not participating in the official practice. What he did do and what he's doing this week is taking part in the walkthrough. It's kind of the slower version where they're going through their script of what where you need to line up on plays, and then they run through practice. Thursday is their full-speed practice day, so this is their bigger full-speed practice. But so his duties are probably falling to a guy like Tevin Coleman, who won't be in the game, so that McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell can have fresh legs, although Mitchell's not practicing today as well.
Cam Inman, have fun, man. It's going to be a great game, I think.
Okay, guys, I'll see you at the top of Rocky Steps on Saturday morning.
That's Brocky.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, Brocky.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, not as bad as my pun. I just posted on Instagram of a video of your quarterback there with the lineman, and I called it Beef and Broccoli.
Oh, I get it.
I'm going to give you a two, Cam. That's pretty good.
Hey, I'm a three-time dad. I can make dad
That's true.
All day.
That's true. Yeah. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, see you guys.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.